There are few glimmers of hope in the annual United Nations report on the worldwide AIDS epidemic. In a few places, such as Central Africa, infection rates have declined. But in Eastern Europe and Asia, the pace of infection is quickening. And as the epidemic settles into regions and spreads into the general population, rates are rising among women. In the United States, rates are rising among African American and Hispanic women. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The executive director of UNAIDS, Dr. Peter Piot, is still waiting for the day when the agency can report a decline in HIV infections.
The AIDS epidemic continues its expansion. There are now close to 40 million people living with HIV, and this is the highest level ever. More people than ever have become infected, newly infected with HIV in the world. It just illustrates once more that we are faced with the biggest epidemic in human history.
Most of those people live in sub-Saharan Africa, but the steepest increases in infections are occurring in East Asia, Eastern Europe, and Central Asia. In China, India, Ukraine, and Russia, injecting drug use and unprotected paid sex among young people is driving the epidemic. Since the epidemic in these countries is in its early stages, there's still a chance to slow its spread into the general population. That's unlikely because governments have been slow to respond. The main indicator that it is spreading, Piot says.
The new aspect of this report is that in every single region in the world, the number of women with HIV is up. We're seeing a confirmation of a pattern that we had seen coming over the last few years, and that is that what started, remember, in 81 when AIDS was discovered, was white, middle-class, homosexual men were, you know, the ones who were having it. Today, half of all people living with HIV in the world are women. In Africa, it's close to 60%.
Here in the U.S., it's estimated that more than 900,000 people are living with HIV. African Americans make up more than half of the new cases and 72% of infections among women. It's one of the leading causes of death for women between the ages of 35 and 44. Marsha Martin of AIDS Action says this has been true since the year 2000, but it is only now beginning to dawn on black women that their relationships carry risks.
I have a very dear friend who is very worried about getting HIV. She's a single woman. She's 38 years old. She's a professional woman, and she says to me, who's out here for me, and do I have to worry about HIV? And my answer to her is, yes, she does. She needs to know his status, and she needs to know her own. And yes, she'd like to have someone to be in a relationship with, but she doesn't want to have HIV.
The problem is most acute in cities like New York, Miami, and Los Angeles, and in rural areas in the South. Black and Hispanic women are not always aware that their partners are injecting drugs or having unprotected sex with other women or other men. Around the world, including the U.S., Martin says, it comes down to one thing. Women are in a subservient position to the needs of others.
I mean, women are not equal to men in the United States. We still are fighting for equal rights and protection under the law. We still don't make as much money as men make. And so there are real issues of vulnerability. There are real issues of the power imbalance.
The classic public health approaches to preventing HIV won't be enough to protect women, Dr. Piot says. Telling them to abstain from sex when they don't have a choice doesn't protect them.
Reducing sexual violence, including in marriage, in about all countries, rape is against the law, but rape within marriage is not. And I know that laws are not solving this problem per se, but it's like with racism. Without laws, it's not going to disappear spontaneously.
The UNAIDS report found that when women stay in school longer, they understand better how to protect themselves, marry later, have more job opportunities, and they have a chance to fight the conditions that increase their vulnerability to AIDS. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.